This is the Goobs Podcast. My name is Sean Evans. I'm here with Chelsea Devins and Kim Musto. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'm really good. Yeah, just a little coughed up at the moment.
Well, we're not drinking tequila. We're just kind of taking it easy. In fact, I'm drinking sweet tea. Kim's drinking sweet tea. Not that any of this really matters. Chelsea seems to be drinking a Monster, drinking one of the translucent bottles. How are you guys out there listening? Hopefully you're doing well, staying focused on what's most important. What do you guys think? What have you guys been learning during this period of time, Kim?
That I like to actually be at work.
Really?
Yes.
Like, what does that entail? Just like the people there or just being busy?
Well, that and just being busy. I thought I was ready to be done working, but now I realize maybe I'm not. I'm bored.
What about you, Chelsea?
I'm definitely not a homebody like I thought I was. 100%. I hate being at home now. I want to just interact with people.
I feel that. Do you think it's an authority problem that maybe some of us have? Like maybe the whole idea of saying that you're in lockdown, you have to stay home. Do you think maybe there's a piece of you that hates it when someone tells you to do something, especially like, hey,
oh
you gotta
God.
Stay here now.
Yes, 100%. I feel like that's what it is. I feel like it's because I can't do something that I want to.
That's true.
Like if none of this happened, I'd be perfectly fine just staying home and doing nothing all the time. But now that I like people are like, you can't go out because it's illegal, or you can't do this because you're gonna, you know, get sick and die.
Even if you could go out, we have no money to spend because we're not working. So.
One more time?
We're unemployed.
Yeah, we're unemployed, and many of you out there listening to this are...
21, and I'm filing for unemployment.
Yeah, if you find out about this podcast 2 years later, just know that we're currently going through the COVID-19 virus. There's still people out there who don't believe that this is actually happening. Like, maybe it's so political that maybe it's just the flu, and they're calling it COVID. I mean, we watched a video the other day. It was like a doctor. Was that a doctor?
It was a doctor, yeah.
And pretty much, what was he saying?
He was pretty much saying that all of these people that are having the so-called coronavirus are really showing like flu-like symptoms and bronchitis-like symptoms. And the rates for like having the flu and having bronchitis has gone down like drastically throughout this because everybody that's having these symptoms is automatically corona. So it's not even like, it just like, it's like overpowering every other sickness to make everybody think that we're really in the middle of like an absolute crisis right now. Like this is really like the world's ending in a way. I don't even know how to word it, but
I'm on the same page.
All absolute bullshit. I really just don't
fucking bullshit.
I think that it's just all absolutely stupid. I think that this is fake, and I think that something is a lot deeper.
Yeah, speak your mind, honey.
It's a lot deeper. Yeah.
Deeper,
than
huh?
Actually,
what do you mean by deeper?
Shut the fuck up. I
can't. Kim, what are you up to over there?
I'm looking at my unemployment.
Speaking of
status.
Yeah, how is that going?
Not really anything to report.
How many weeks now have we been unemployed?
About a month. We've been unemployed for about a month.
I did this like 2 days.
We've been unemployed since the 20th.
Yes, because
what's
my son's
today?
Birthday.
The 10th.
Yep.
Yeah, because the last video that I had was when you guys were working and we all came to visit, and it was Friday, the March 20th.
Yep.
It's now April 10th. That's what? 30 days? I don't know. I'm not good at math.
30 days.
It's like 30 days. I just wanted to add that in there. People don't make fun of me, but that's 30 days.
That's 30 weird days.
That's a lot of... It feels like it's all the same day. Like, it does not feel like it's been a month, but at the same time, it feels like it's been, like, months and months and months. But then, in a way, it also feels like it was, like, yesterday that I was... Man, I hate this fucking job. I want to just go home. Like, I don't even want to work anymore. Like, just don't get me wrong. I love my job. I really do, and I miss it. But, like, you know, when you...
You get burned out.
When you have that feeling when you're into work, and you go into work, and you're like, I don't want to work today. You just want to leave. Like, I feel like I was just... I don't know. I feel like I was just at work. Like, I feel like my life was normal yesterday, and I woke up, and now it's like... Like, I feel like it's my day off. I'm going to be completely honest. I feel like it's my day off every single day.
Right.
So it's not even hitting me that the fact that I haven't worked in a month.
So what do you do when you get up? You get up, go outside, sit in the sun.
Oh,
this is what I do.
I don't know.
it like depends on my mood. Sometimes I'll get up and then I'll go and like brush my teeth and like wash my face and I'll just go right back into my room.
Normal things.
Frick today. Yeah. And then other days I'll get up and I won't even look at my room. Like I'll just be with my dog or I'll like wash my car. And I started painting like this paint by numbers that I've had for years.
You did?
Yeah. And I'm like in love with it. I think it's the best thing ever. Like I have crafts and stuff, but it's like, it's hard to get yourself out of that. This has made me like,
well, you don't have like the creative space. I mean, we're all kind of stuck at home.
Like Coop, I feel like I'm in a jail cell and it sucks. Like I feel like my, I don't know, my life's just not, you know when you're like in that funk where you're like super sad and you're like, I don't ever want to leave my room, I don't want to clean, I don't want to do anything, because you're just like drained in a way. I feel like that's how I've been for the past month. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to like snap out of it.
What do you guys think about this imposing on our rights? And what do you think? Do you think this is really keeping us from
what if this is like who we are? Experiment?
Is this a science experiment?
Like, what if it really is? Like,
stop it.
No, I mean, think about it. It kind of is already.
Listen, have you watched the movie The Hunger Games? I keep going back to this because this is like, the movie, it just messed with my head. Okay. Have you watched Hunger Games?
No.
You've never watched it. Okay, we'll watch it later. The Hunger Games is literally the capital, which is like the government, separated all of these places to different
districts,
and it just completely controls them with everything that they do. And I feel like that is kind of what's happening right now.
Oh, okay.
And it's like we disrespect what they're telling us and boom, you're punished just like that. Like 60 days in jail and $500 fine because you want to go to the fucking beach. You live in Florida.
Right.
That is the reason why we're down here. You're not going to catch the freaking coronavirus sitting on the beach, being a human.
I agree.
But yeah, they'll have Walmart open and they'll have Publix open and all these different places open. If this was as bad as they're saying it is, they would shut everything down and have everything be the drive-up pickup like they've had for, what, a year now?
I feel like a few years.
It's been a thing. Why isn't it? Why are we not just completely shut down?
Well, the reason why I say that, the reason why I don't think that the whole drive or pickup at stores is not the best idea. The reason why I think that's not the best idea is because it's such a huge influx of people. So yeah, it makes sense for, you know, the occasional old woman who can't, you know, walk. You know, it suits people like that who are sick, you know, and maybe they really don't, you know, when it's not during this pandemic, you know. So can you imagine like thousands of people doing this? Like you kind of be saving more time by letting them inside the store.
Mm-hmm. But are you more worried about saving time? Or are you more worried about getting this whole coronavirus under control like that, like they've been like planning?
That's what I hope for.
They're not being logical at all. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Like the places where you're gonna catch it the easiest are open and it's free access. There's barely any, the precautions that they're having is putting tape on the floor when you're standing in the pickup line or in the checkout line. But if you're in an aisle and there's somebody right next to you, like there's no workers walking around in the aisles making sure people are like practicing social distancing and like not touching stuff that they're not really gonna buy and all that stuff. They're worried about us standing still in one spot at the freaking checkout line. I can't even speak.
I think we all know what you're saying. And you're right. It's very strange, dude. It's just weird.
It makes no sense at all.
We were talking about how we were all noticing that more people are wearing masks, but now that there are more people wearing masks, it's like if you're not wearing a mask, the people who are wearing masks are looking directly at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, why are you wearing a mask?
It's so normal. Like, I went to
so strange.
Didn't they say you can get it through your eyes, too?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. I mean, now they're saying that I mean, animals are getting it. I don't know how credible this information is, because what if this is meant to scare us? You put fear in the public and then you have them by the balls. Mm-hmm. Because I remember reading some article and it was saying animals are safe.
Yeah, I did.
And now that people are outside walking their dog, they're like, all right, animals are sick.
So they're trying to trick us into...
I mean, who knows? We'll never know.
They want us to be in our houses. They literally just want us to be, like, caged up in our own little bubble. But they're... I don't know. It just... It makes no sense to me at all. Like, do you want us to stay in our little bubble? Or do you want us to go out and go to our essential places.
I mean, we could look at it in different ways, because right now it does suck, because I mean the movie theater's closed. I drove by the movie theater today, it sucked.
It's technically illegal. And we're just sitting at your house on the couch. Mm-hmm. But technically, to the government, this is not allowed. You're not practicing. You're not being safe. Da, 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 da.
That's true.
But what? I'm gonna have to go through another freaking 2 months of this crap?
No, don't say that. I think we're now, no one's really allowed to really do anything but create. You can't do certain things now because of the virus. So we're meant to learn what we're supposed to be doing. Maybe look at like a lady who's working a 9-to-5 job and she's like, oh my God, like thank the universe for finally allowing me to take my kids out on their bikes. Like now we can go on a bike ride. You know, now we can do this, now we can do that. And then when you get back to the normal, then it's like you've had so much time to think and process, because everybody's in the same boat.
Because somebody said the other day to me, like, this is probably not going to happen again, so you might want to just do whatever you can, enjoy the time that you're at home, because it's probably not going to happen again. You're going to be working soon again, and you're going to be complaining probably in 2 weeks, like you said.
I can't wait to start.
I'm tired of...
Really,
I know.
No, no complaining. We can't anymore.
Then they're
going to
say, do you want to stay, Chelsea, or go? And what are you going to say?
I'm going to say go.
You're
gonna
say
I
go.
Am.
I mean, there are going to be nights where they're going to be like, stay or go. I'm like, damn.
Remember, I knew I wasn't going to do this. I got to stay home. I took advantage of that.
I know.
There are good things and there are bad things. That's truly. But we'll be talking about this forever. And if this does cause a recession because of all this, if it causes like something bad to happen when it comes to the economy, then we really won't have time to do the things that we're able to do now.
Right.
And I don't know. It's like you disconnect so you can reconnect. If you're out there listening, this is the Goops podcast, and it's just a podcast where we talk. Sometimes we'll have topics. Sometimes we'll just, you know, I'm ADHD, so if you get what I'm putting down. But anyway, on another note, we talked about that very briefly. I think it's important for people to talk about it. Maybe like a younger generation, maybe, you know, like nobody knows you and you're talking about it. Not just like someone you see on the news or something. Like you're getting information from just us, I guess, like how our stance on it all. But on another note.
So how's, you know, you guys are a new couple. How do you say it?
We're definitely.
How's it been going since you've just been best friends for so long? Now you're a couple. How's it going?
Well, I hate her freaking guts.
And I knew you would. I told you.
No, we get along. And we were best friends. We still are.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect.
And it's really nice to, you know, be with someone that supports you and you can talk to. And it's balanced.
Yeah.
It's not one-sided, and I'm not saying many of my relationships were one-sided. I'm just saying this seems very healthy.
Good.
And it's a beautiful thing. What do you think?
What do I think? Okay, this is gonna be so cheesy. But you know when you're like, you're little, and you're like, oh my gosh, like I can't wait to be with somebody who's like everything? Mm-hmm. That's like how this is.
Aww.
You can't put me on that pedestal.
Shut up. It's great, honestly.
No, they're liars. I'm 5'9" and 130.
You're not 5'9", and you're definitely not 130.
Yeah. Like, hey, you call me fat?
Yes.
Fucked up.
You're 6'2". Well, I don't have a clue how much you.
Do you have like somewhere where I can weigh myself?
I don't actually. Sorry.
I'll just lift you.
I think I weigh like, I feel like I weigh about 190, 195 right now.
I was gonna say 200.
I can't be weighing 200.
Yeah,
usually I weigh about 185, 195 in that range.
Okay.
I mean, I've been trying to get to just 180 and then learn how to build like healthy muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I want to do runway.
Yeah.
So if we can make some money off of just walking on a runway.
There's me.
You know, they're like, so how do you make your money? I walk. And I be myself, and there are these people you know, putting clothes on me. Like, that sounds like a pretty cool gig.
And oiling him up.
Oiling me up. Should we talk about that?
Should we?
So one of my first photo shoots, it was like 3 years ago, and I was doing this little photo shoot with a new photographer, and he got me acquainted with a designer based out of Brazil. And so he was doing some Brazilian swimwear for men, and these were all Speedos. And I'm not talking like, oh, that's European. That's like, I can see your balls hanging out, and I can see your, like, they had to shave me, you know, because they were like, you got to come shaved.
Yep.
And I guess I missed some spots. I missed some spots. I mean, they were digging up in there, you know. We were close very quickly.
What?
And then
they didn't wax you? They shaved?
No, it was like, show up if you want to be a part of this, just show up. Wow. And I asked my photographer, like, what do you think I should do? And he said, just like, try to shave. And you know, don't eat anything from now until then. But he said it in like a nicer way. He was just like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I get there and I put on this Speedo, and it was super tight. It was like what I would imagine or a corset to feel like on a woman.
I want
to
see that.
It was that tight.
It was tight. It looked like I didn't have anything. It was so tight because it was just like pushed, and it was just like. It was on my back.
I would make a poster of it and put it on my wall.
No. This was not what you were looking for. This was not what anybody was looking for. But anyway, they put oil on me.
Yeah.
And they would, like, well, this one guy, he was putting oil on my body. And he was, like, very particular about it. I would just kind of do it for my, you know, on my own. Like, it's just oil, yeah. I guess. And he was like, no. You got to brush it a certain way so that the light, and, you know, there was a reason, you know, a method to the madness. And he was like, oh yeah, that's gonna look good.
Oh, right there. I thought it was an old lady that did that.
No, it was a man.
Oh,
see, I thought it was a lady too.
Me too.
I mean, another lady put oil on me, but this was the one that was weird. The old lady was like cool. It was like makeup to her. She was like, this is gonna look good.
Oh, okay.
You know, the first time it was a little weird. I wasn't, you know.
And he was going, oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Yeah. It was funny because I was cracking up.
Yeah.
And I was lucky that there were other people there, and they were cracking up, you know, so it was uncomfortable, but I was like, it'll be something I can talk about one day.
Yeah, I think I'd be uncomfortable too.
It's so funny.
But the whole idea of like modeling and acting, it, like, I strayed away from it for so long because like my last shoot was in Orlando at night, and we would stop and take pictures in like the group that I was in, and people would stop and look and watch, and some people would laugh, and I just felt like I felt shallow.
Really?
Yeah, it made me feel super shallow, and I was like, maybe this isn't what I want to do. And so I took time away from it, and then I realized that like I was trying to give other things a chance. I was trying different things, and I was like, I keep going back to wanting to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to figure out like, why am I wanting to go back to that if it made me feel so shallow? And I started thinking about it more and more, and I started looking at it as art. And I started paying more attention to interviewers of, you know, actors or directors that I love, and
mm-hmm.
like seeing how they explain it, I could relate to. It would resonate with me. And so now that's what I'm trying to do now. Like, mm-hmm. people can look at me as like a pretty boy or a weirdo, but the truth is, like, I'm doing this because like it's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Every day, all day.
And just keep doing it. You know, keep trying to get it done. I mean, don't stop your dream. You know what I mean? Just keep going and keep going. I mean, that's what Matt did, and he actually did it by himself. So don't stop. You know what I mean?
He's built for this.
Yeah.
He's gonna do big things.
Oh yeah.
I appreciate it. Truly.
Yeah.
Like really. You guys.
It's true though.
I like people don't get to where they are without the help and the mm-hmm. support. You know how people say like you know, Snoop Dogg, he was put on the walk of, or this walkway of stars, the walk of stars on Hollywood Boulevard. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you probably have.
Yeah, I did.
It's dirty.
Go there.
It's really dirty. But anyway, he was being funny, but it's Snoop Dogg. You can't hate him. But he was like, I'm going to thank myself for pushing myself during all this. And
uh-huh.
and I get it. You know, you got to pat yourself on the back. But how could you do that? Like, I wouldn't be where I am mentally.
Right.
If it wasn't for you or, you know. So... when you guys do, you know, hype me up.
Yeah.
It's like, it means so much because I wouldn't be here without you. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be able to believe that this is something that's possible.
Oh yeah, it's possible.
100%.
Oh yeah, you're gonna do great. Because you want it too.
Yeah.
He's like passionate about it. And when you want it so much, like, and you like what you're doing and your work, that really helps, mm-hmm. you know? So good.
Some people have it, some people don't. He's one that has it.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. You need to put some of your picture. I don't know. People can't see on this thing, right? At all?
Yeah. Talk? Well, I put a little cover art.
Oh, did you?
And I've been using the pictures from like my last photo shoots before everything went to hell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But right. I think it would be pretty sweet. We've been talking about the whole entertainment industry, whether it's doing the podcast, acting, modeling, starting the weed business. Like, we haven't really talked about the weed business. And I was watching a few documentaries today with my dad. And it was this mountain called Murder Mountain. And it was pretty much all these guys who were allowed to, by the state, they were allowed to grow and sell. But it was just like a place where it would attract like people who would shoot you for the wrong thing. Right?
Oh my God, I know exactly which one you're talking about. I watched it. It's crazy.
And it really gives it a bad rep. Because if you don't have a lot of money to start up your business, you're having to deal with a certain crowd. You got these big corporations who, instead of investing like $100,000, you got these people who are investing $5 million and they don't have to worry about getting shot. They don't have to worry about going door to door or, being gypped. So, I've been talking about wanting to do a weed business for a long time, but for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a great association yet.
Right.
But it's helped me with sleep and it's helped me learn how to become a better person, because when I have smoked, it's put me in like a level of thinking where I'm usually self-reflecting and or beating myself up or getting to a point where I want to learn to not be like that anymore, mm-hmm. So it's usually something pretty good. It's not like I'll smoke and have a bad trip. I never had a bad trip.
Right.
It's never been like that. It's never.
I don't think anybody that I know that smokes has had anything negative to say about it. Like, it's all positive. And I don't understand why it's just not legal everywhere. It's ridiculous.
It makes me feel like they'll
legalize, alcohol. That's perfectly fine. And that's 10 times worse, even more. I mean, I've seen alcohol and what it does to people.
It's a horrible thing.
It's bad, yeah.
Used to be called spirits.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you'd act so crazy or something on it?
Like, literally be like depersonalized.
Depersonalized, yeah. Just another person.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think alcohol is bad, but I think like for myself, it's hard for me to really say anything about it because I am Native American. And I do have addictive personalities. I mean, like, I do smoke cigarettes, by the way, guys. I smoke cigarettes.
Which you're going to stop.
Yeah, which I'm going to stop.
I told him he has until we go back to work to stop.
All right.
Yeah. That's just another part of breaking the chain.
Here's what we don't understand, Sean. You're Mr. Healthy, but yet you smoke. This is what I don't
It's kind of like it's a vice, but it's a bad vice, It gets worse when I can't express myself or I'm not busy. Mm-hmm. Like, ADHD usually leads to depression.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to stay busy. And it has to be the right kind of busy. So whether it's the gym or working or being with my friends, mm-hmm. not so much family, but as of recently, like hanging out with my dad, like that's really helped me.
Yeah.
It's made me feel closer to my brother too, because he has stories and,
Right.
But, I can't say that like...
You need to get a different habit than smoking to take that place. Get something else to take the smoking place.
I've tried gum. It's too much. It makes me more anxious when I chew gum,
Really?
I don't know why. I've tried it.
These like essential oil things, I always tell them about. They're kind of like these, mm-hmm. but it's an essential oil, and it like, I don't know. Oh, I'm like, big into
that. What is that called again?
It's a puff bar.
So it's kind of like that?
Yeah, like that, but you don't inhale it. Like, you just breathe it in, and then you hold it, and then you breathe it out of your nose. So you're not technically, inhaling anything.
You're definitely inhaling it.
Shut up. No, you're not. You're just ingesting it, digesting it, whatever. You know what I mean?
My grandmother said, I'd rather you smoke cigarettes than do that puff stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she actually said this. And they're not any better than the other. So that's all we'll say.
I think cigarettes are not good.
Yep, so you're right. They're not good.
Drinking and cigarettes. No, definitely.
You know, I can sit here and say, cigarettes are really bad because I don't want anybody out there smoking cigarettes to smoke. But, you know, here I am sitting here, but I'll go outside and smoke a cigarette in like 10 minutes. So, like, I know I'm addicted to it. I know I'm addicted to it. And I don't... Wait, okay, let me back up. So the reason why I really got into smoking cigarettes is because I did this short film down in St. Petersburg called Hick. And it was based in the 1940s to the late 1950s. And I played a farmer, and then I played a 1940 gangster. And I met this guy named Jay. I don't know if you're out there, Jay, listening to this, but what's up, dude? But anyway, we got to talking, and I was like, you smoke cigarettes? And you're like, yeah. And so I pulled out my cigarettes, and I was like, you think it's okay for us to smoke? Because we were on set. We didn't figure that it was like cool or not, you know? Because at the time, we were just extras, waiting for them to be like, all right, guys, we're ready, you know? We're setting the camera, and so we started smoking in this corner, and I'm like, man, this is such a blast. We're having talking about why we want to act, where we want to go. And then right as we put our cigarettes out, the director was like, which one of you smokes cigarettes? And I'm like, oh, shit, dude. And he was like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, I do. And she's like, good, because I want you to smoke in your scene.
Yeah, because that's what they did back then.
Yeah, and so it kind of gave me, like, affirmation. Mm-hmm. And I just had to get over that.
Okay, well, and I have to back up too and say, I'm not saying that, like, I do drink occasionally a couple beers or something like that. I'm just saying, don't become an alcoholic.
No, I don't really like to drink that much. Yeah. Like, the other night when we drank tequila, like, that was nice.
Yeah, I mean, just a few drinks here and there, that's all.
I'm not one to drink and go somewhere.
I've never actually seen him drunk.
Right.
And, like, we hang out, like, every day for the past, like, what? 8 months.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
I wanted to split my ears so bad.
It's hard to miss.
It is.
I got big
huge.
Ears.
They're really
Thanks
big.
For that.
You're welcome. They're nice, though.
What are big ears good for?
Listening to me when I talk to you.
What's that?
Because
for decoration, okay?
He hears an echo because they're so big.
I'm just like
That's
echo.
Fucked.
That's cool. That's fine.
I think I'm tone deaf, though.
I'm just going to stare
Stop
over
it.
Here.
Yeah,
He's also colorblind.
No, I'm not colorblind. There's certain colors that, like, you know.
I can't see. Pink what? And white. What color?
Yeah, white.
Color, no,
I mean,
what color
I know
is her jacket? What color is her jacket?
It's red.
Not my jacket. Her jacket.
Oh, pink. I know that's pink. It's like sometimes, like, really white colors look pink to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even though I know they're white, it's like my eyes play tricks on
they
me.
They might have a pink tint to them. So you might
I don't
be
know.
Right.
I mean, it could very well be.
Does that look pink?
I was looking at it, and it doesn't look pink. But okay. if the light was on, it would probably look pink to
right.
me. And if it was brighter, I don't know.
I wish I could, like, see in somebody else's eyes. I know that sounds so weird, but, like,
like,
I want to see.
I thought that about with animals.
Yeah.
You think they're colorblind?
Like, because I think, yeah.
No, animals are not colorblind. Are animals.
I heard that dogs
very,
were.
They're not.
Is that a myth?
How do you know?
Because I know things. I had, like, ad class.
Oh, Rocky talks to you?
He does. Rocky and me are, like, soulmates. You know, like, Sabrina and Salem from, like, Sabrina's a Teenage Witch? Or
yeah, well, you're neither,
yeah, that's, like, me. Okay. So you need to watch your mouth because I will cast a spell on you.
Dude, she will. She's a freaking witch.
Sean says it all the time.
Casting spells left and right.
Stop I put a love potion on
From New Jersey. That's you know, picture this. You. Just, like, a girl from New Jersey. You might not be into witchcraft. You might not even know you're a wizard or a witch. But turns out... You are.
Powerful
just like Chelsea.
As fuck.
Yeah, she wishes.
So you better watch yourself.
She wishes, but anyway.
She wishes. She's not
Hold
that
on,
strong.
How do you think they can see color?
Oh, because they can. They can. They have like a different. Stop, Kim. They have like a different. I don't even know how to word it. Like a different color scheme, I guess. So they don't see like colors. They don't see like red, white, blue. They see like dark.
There's no way. Okay, if they see dark, then that means they don't see color.
I don't know how to word it. It's like black, white, gray, dark.
Wait. If we're going to release this sort of information, we need some credible source.
I'm gonna Google it right now.
Okay. So in the meantime, let's just you and me, Kim.
All right.
Are we doing animals or dogs?
Dogs specifically.
Let's just start with dogs. So,
dicks.
digs.
We can prove you wrong.
How's the online dating going? Is it better now that the virus has made you stay at home? Is it fun? That's all that matters.
Okay, online dating is pretty sucky. Like, all around, no matter if I'm home or not home.
I got the answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
Good answer, Kim. Back to you, Chelsea.
Nice talk.
My mouth is watery. Hold on.
Is this Wikipedia or is this the source?
No, this is straight up. This is Dogtime Health General, dogtime.com.
Is this Lassie or?
This is dogs, you freaking.
Yes,
no, dogs are not colorblind in the sense that they see more than just black, white, and gray. However, the color range they perceive is limited compared to the spectrum we see. To put into basic terms, the canine color field consists mostly of yellows, blues, and violets. So.
I don't understand.
But they're kind of missing orange.
Yeah.
Green's a nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at a diagram. This is what a dog sees. It shows from brown to a light yellow to kind of like a white with a blue tint all the way to dark blue. And what we see is obviously more than that.
The whole rainbow.
How do they measure this?
There's no way somebody could possibly know.
No, there definitely is. You can learn anything about everything. Okay.
That's true, maybe.
If I have a red ball and a black ball in front of Otis right now, he's going to see what?
But do you think he understands you?
He's going to see yellow and black.
Do you think Otis really cares about the ball?
No, not right now, because he's 13 and about to kick the bucket.
Stop it.
Hey, don't talk about him like that. Yo, Odie, I'm sorry about that. We'll work on it.
He doesn't even hear you.
He hears you. He hears you. Odie, I'm sorry about that. You didn't have to hear that. You okay, little buddy?
That's why you're so sad all the time, because you're mean.
I'm not. I love him.
Canine? Oh, that's color coding. I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself.
Anyway, so the online dating, it stinks because you never know who's real, who really wants a relationship, who just wants to date around and get whatever they can get. You don't know. Somebody just wants pictures all the time.
What kind of pictures, Kim?
Oh, like
I know. You know. Yeah, I got you.
I know.
I'm just messing with you.
You just never know. And you know what else sucks about it? Is I could be talking to somebody. I said this the other day, I think, to you guys or somebody. But I feel like there's no chance in like really finding somebody that wants a steady relationship or just one person, because you can just keep going on there and looking and you're always going to find somebody better. So you're always going to be like
having too many options. It's a problem we're struggling with right now, definitely.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because like if you really start to like somebody but they're still searching on this, if they don't give you a chance, like stay off of the site for a while and they don't give you a chance, then they're just going to keep looking and then, you know, 2 days or whatever, you're done talking. It's just like, because there's so many options out there. It's a never ending thing. Like you're, you know, not going to find just one person, I feel like.
It's not like how it used to be. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Where you would like, you would go somewhere and you would just end up meeting somebody.
Yeah, like I thought the same thing. When I used to go out with my friends, go to a bar, and then you start talking to somebody at the bar and then you get their number and everything, and then afterwards you talk to them like on the phone or whatever. They're not online every day looking, they're not at the bar every day or whatever, you know, looking like they are online on the dating sites looking for what's
if you're supposed to meet somebody in your life and be with that person, you're going to meet them.
How?
Out of nowhere.
It just happens. I think
it's literally just how it happens. It's just fate
and you can't force it.
Well, no, I know
you're not forcing it.
Back in the day, like you said, that person's not going to be at the bar every day looking for another person to replace me already. Like, but when you're on the dating site, they're on the dating site the next hour after they're done talking to you.
Why do you put yourself through that? Why don't you just?
I don't want to go out anymore.
Why don't you just figure out who you are as a single person, Kim?
I did for 2 years. I've been single for 2 years, remember?
Okay, so make it three.
I am being picky. I'm not being like, I'm just settling for this.
No, I'm not saying like you're not being picky. I'm just saying you're kind of like, not like forcing it to happen, but you're like, this is going to happen.
You're definitely putting yourself in the position.
I want to keep looking because I feel like I'm going to find somebody. Like I'm not giving up. I'm not. I know that I can be alone now. I've been alone for 2 years. I know. I just don't want. I miss all the.
You miss the intimacy
stuff. Yeah, I miss
the little things.
Just having fun together. I'm not old enough to not have fun.
You know
no, we definitely know that. You're such a young-hearted person.
I am.
And you're so open-minded. True. It's very hard to meet, no offense, but I just mean this out of respect. Like, it's hard to meet older people who are open-minded.
Right.
Like, it's very seldom, and that's why we hang out. Mm-hmm. That's why we get along.
We do.
And, like, how would that make sense outside looking in? Not usually.
I know.
So...
Lisa just posted on here, and you can track when you're gonna get your your stimulus check. And she said it's expected to be ready by April 17th,
which is today's the 10th. So that's seven more days.
Another week.
Another week.
Good for you guys. You guys will be buying the drinks, supplying the sweet tea.
Here's the problem.
I spent so much money that's going right back into my bank account.
Exactly. Like
all that money for my car is gone.
Thankful for it, believe me, but it's not gonna probably touch what I owe now.
Isn't that sad, dude?
It's only to just barely stay afloat.
I was so ahead
with everything. I was so excited. I was finally, after three freaking years, I was like, frick yeah, I can fix my stupid car.
Yeah.
And I could just have my life back. But then this hits, and it's all that money that I was like, I'm not going to touch.
It's gone.
Yeah. It's not like it's gone, but it's gone.
I know what you mean.
It's just another obstacle you have to worry about. And I was feeling the same way.
It's a complete setback.
And the longer it takes for it to come in, the more bills like pile up, you know what I mean? And then we're not back to work yet, so that even makes it worse too, because I mean, we're only getting one check, right? So I mean, how is this gonna...
Do you think the government's making more money through this? A huge influx in toilet paper and other shit, and then you're still at the bottom by the time everything gets back to normal.
It's true.
I know.
You're still at the bottom. It's not like you're gonna... you know, be able to do anything. You'll still have like 2 weeks before they may or may not open anything.
You know what it is though? Like, I remember when Tom was out of work. What year was that? Like, when all this hit, not the flu happened before, but we went to a recession like a while.
1983?
Yeah, it was like, no. 2000 and it was after 2003, like eight maybe.
Yeah, that was the stock crash.
Okay, yeah. So, but we were really scared then, and we, you know what I mean? We didn't know where our next penny was coming from, but now we survived that, and we got through, we pulled out. So I know it's going to happen again. It's just right now when we're thinking about it, it just sucks because you feel like you're never going to pull yourself out.
I just feel really bad for my parents because my dad lost his job. I want to say it was like a year or two. Had to be like a year and a half ago. He lost his job. He was unemployed for a while, and then he finally got another job, and he loves it. He really does like his job. And they were finally, like, recently, like, right before all of this happened, they were finally at the point where they were, like, caught up with everything, and, like, my mom could go out and, like, breathe again and not have to worry about the stress of bills. Yep. And then my dad got sick again, and then he had to stop working, and then I stopped working, and now it's, like, all of this is happening, and my mom's literally the only one that has a steady income right now. Mm-hmm. She is working at the hospital, so she's putting herself at risk every single day, and then she's putting, it was really fast, and then she's putting, like, us at risk, too, and it makes her upset, because she can't do anything about it, because I even talked to her today about it. I was like, well, why do you keep, like, they're not giving you anything clean. She wears the same mask every day. She has to clean it and put it in a brown paper bag and then go into work the next day and wear the same exact one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, why do you just keep putting up with it? And she's like, I don't have a choice at this point.
It's true.
And it sucks because it's like, I want to help you out, but at the same time, it's like, I'm screwing myself over helping you guys, but at the same time, I can't not help you guys.
Right.
So it's, I don't know, it's like a really bad cycle right now.
It's a dilemma.
But it's great that you are helping them, your parents, and, you know, being there for them.
It's an anxiety.
It is. It's stressful. I mean, I don't know what I would do without my mom, you know? Like, I'd probably be homeless and starving right now if she didn't have, you know, the help she had to help me.
Like, we went to Walmart the other day, and I bought all the groceries, and my mom sat in the car and bawled her eyes out. She's like, I really don't know what I did to, like, deserve you as a kid. But she's like, I can't even believe. Because I was just like, I literally just handed her my card. I was like, I'll just pay. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I got it. Mm-hmm. And she just bawled her eyes out. And, like, it broke my heart because.
Yeah.
It's hard to see.
It's, like, you're my parent. Like, you want to be the parent in this. And it's hard because you can't. I mean, you can, but
I don't know if I'm even wording this right.
No,
I get it. You're right, because I am a parent too, obviously, but my mom is helping me.
Yeah,
I can't help. I can't even help my own kids because I have no job right now. So, you know what I mean? I know what your mom's going through. I can't help my kids.
And it's like, I want to get another job, but it's like, I want my life to go back to how it was. So I'm trying to like hold on to a little bit of hope that, because I had two jobs before this happened. Like, yeah, I worked at the other one for 2 weeks, but it was still something that I had.
And you were going to go back to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was, I only did it for 2 weeks, so I literally just got it. But it's just like, I had it set. I had it perfect. I really did. I had a good income. I had my money. I had it set. My parents had it set. And then it's like,
No, you don't.
We're going to give you a virus now.
Yeah. Right.
Merry Christmas. Happy Easter.
I know.
Welcome to 2020.
Yeah.
Wow.
It hit everybody.
It sucks.
Nobody was expecting this one.
It feels good to be in the same boat. Because can you imagine, like, some people are in yachts, but we're in, like, little canoes.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of all in these little boats.
We're all in little canoes. It's
yeah. It's fun. You're right. Because
canoe gang?
I just remember, like, the day I got the message on on the app about how we're closing down. I literally walked into my kitchen. I looked at my mom, and I just bawled my eyes out. I'm like, I'm unemployed. And she's like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? Boo. And like, I told her, like, I read her the message that Lisa wrote and everything. And I just cried and cried. And she's like, you're not by yourself with this. She's like, everybody is where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. But it's like, it just hits you that they're taking away everything.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not just this, like right now, at least everybody is going through this. But like before all this happened, I was talking to the lady that does my hair, and I felt like the things I was going through with Tom and his whole midlife crisis and everything, I felt like I was the only one like going through, like had been through something like that. And she said, no.
She's like, realize how alike you are with other people. Like it's, everybody is the same, but a different version of the same.
Yeah. Like she was going through the same thing. I've always felt like I'm the only one going through this. Like I feel like an idiot or whatever. I don't know what it was, but she's like, no, like there's, you know, I went through this, you know, 4 years of that with her husband or whoever he was at the time. I don't know, but you're not, it's not, what I'm saying is you're not, you feel like you're the only one going through stuff sometimes. Like you're the only person having a hard time, but it's not just you, everybody's life, but everybody, they don't show it. Like on the outside, you know, like at work, we don't show what we just go on with work and laugh and joke.
There's so many deeper things than what you see on the outside of somebody.
It's true.
And it's cool to like watch yourself like break somebody down completely. And then you're like, damn,
yes.
That's really who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me. Like it's kind of cool though.
Yeah. So.
Man, we talked about a lot. Our last podcast was about an hour. We could do another 15 minutes or we could call it. Might be good to just call it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, this is the Goobs Podcast. My name is Sean Evans. You can follow me on Instagram at Sean Evans Official. I'm usually on Instagram or on Anchor doing this, or I'm just trying to do what's best for my mental health. Stay busy, stay happy, stay positive, and everything's going to be okay. If you're listening to this, I'm here with Kim Musto. Thank you for being on.
Oh, my pleasure, Shawnee.
Seriously, I know you know you're not really about podcasts or whatever, but you've really come out of your shell.
Yeah, I have. You're bringing me out of my podcast shell.
And the one and only Chelsea Devins, thank you for always having my back, being super supportive, and keeping the conversation going.
That's me. Thank you.
All right, guys. Yes, she's bowing right now. Thank you for that. Well, guys, you heard it here first. This is the Goobs Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Sean Evans Official. Little plug there.
Devins Chelsea, DEVENSCHELSEY.
All right, guys. Take care. Be safe. And remember to wash your hands. I heard that gloves don't really help because...
Cross-contamination.
Unless you're switching out gloves
every... You're just wasting plastic and then you're just a piece of poop.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're going out to the grocery store, even if you feel completely and totally healthy, like 100%, still wear a mask. Just show these old people that millennials are capable of abiding by rules, and we're not going to let it change us anything. But just wear your mask and just take extra precaution if you are out or if you're sneaking around trying to hang with your friends or loved ones or whatever. All right, guys. Have a good Friday night. Be safe, and we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.